This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Billy Joel to start the morning off from Dan Wilson back in the studio. Love to hear it. Good morning. It's the WIP Morning Show. James Seltzer in for Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney, all hanging out from Borgata. Talking to Phil's this morning is, it is crazy that we're only 6 days away from the season, Ritchie. Does it? It doesn't feel like it, right?
It does not register that way because we went so deep with the Super Bowl, and that consumed us, of course. And then
yeah, it makes
it
a quick turnaround with the Super Bowl.
Really quick.
Week after with the parade.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
The celebrating the parade and watching clips of the parade. That's
totally.
Another week after. It really condensed this entire spring, this entire winter and spring. The excellence of our football team, it really did us a favor in
carrying
shortening
us
that
through.
Bridge.
Yeah,
so
no, it's a great
here
point.
We are.
Well,
thank
and
you,
last
Eagles.
Year, me and you went to spring training down in Clearwater, literally the Monday right after the parade, which was on Friday, and no one cared about the Phillies because no one was ready to talk about it yet. So I'm just really excited that everyone's excited and ready, or not. Excited, but ready to talk about and think about the Phils.
Yeah, it took me a little while to get there, but I am definitely there.
Yeah.
Are you there? 215-592-9494. We want your biggest reason for optimism and pessimism with the Phillies. Coming up in a few, we'll get Rhea and Devin's. Plus, we're also going to give you a chance right now to win a very, very cool prize today. Jim Gaffigan tickets.
Yes.
You have a chance to see Jim Gaffigan on November 7th right here at the Borgata Event Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Tickets great place to see a show.
Yeah, really yeah. Great place. And tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. So this is your last chance to snake them before they go on sale. It's a big win. All right, let's get in. You have the chance. Here's how you can win it today. Happy birthday tomorrow. To the great William Shatner in his 90s now.
Still acting, right?
Still doing stuff, still around. Shatner is
I saw him in a show at 90 called The Indian Detective on Netflix. He was great.
You watch a lot of random TV shows.
I do.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
I can always count on you to pick an actor. Robert De Niro's in this show
yes.
or whatever. It's good. I appreciate it. All right. Here's how you can win it in honor of William Shatner tomorrow. William Shatner, obviously famous for a lot of things, but most famous for being Captain James Kirk in Star Trek.
Mm.
We are going to award it today by giving us the best fictional service person. So what that means is it can be anyone as long as they have a rank. It can be a captain. It can be a major, a general, a lieutenant, a commander.
All right.
Anything along those lines as long as they have a rank. As long
okay.
as they're army, police, whatever it is.
Okay,
it
does
counts
Captain
as an answer.
Caveman have a rank?
It doesn't. Yeah, Captain Caveman counts.
Caveman.
Yes. See, that's creative. It doesn't.
That guy?
It doesn't have to be actually in the. As long as they have a rank, that counts. Captain Caveman would count.
All right. What was Captain?
I
Caveman?
Don't even know.
But I liked him. I don't think he was militarily I don't know, like
inclined,
strict,
yeah,
stringent.
He was like, a captain, like though. They were. I would salute him if I saw him.
He was like a superhero or something, wasn't he?
I honestly don't remember.
I remember.
The name Captain
Clearly.
Caveman yeah. sticks out to me. Rhea Hughes, give me a fictional service person.
Detective John McClane.
Oh, there we go. So, okay, so I think he's a lieutenant, so I think it'll count.
Well, he started as a detective.
Does detective yeah. count, though? But he became a lieutenant, so it'll
oh,
count.
Oh, yeah, detective.
Well, you said police. You said
yeah, I was thinking like a rank. Like, it had to have like a rank, but that, we'll go with
detective is a rank.
Okay, I was thinking more like a commander, a major, okay. a lieutenant. Like, something that gotcha. Goes from both. Like, you can have the same rank, more or less, in the police, in the army, and then I know they change for the Navy. It's admiral,
I think you
whatever.
Start, like, as a patrol officer, then
sure,
you move up.
Sure, sure.
Detective
not...
is a...
Okay, we'll count yeah. it then. That'll count. Not what I was looking
daughter
for.
Daughter of a retired police officer.
How about
officer,
Lieutenant
Inspector.
John McClane? He became Lieutenant yes. John McClane. I will probably not vote for a detective today. Devin Caney, give us a fictional service person.
Okay, I don't know if you're going to like my answer now, but Commissioner Gordon from
That's,
Batman.
Yeah, sure, oh. Commissioner Gordon. Okay. It's a step above Commissioner.
Seems
but
counts.
James
More
just
official.
Hates detectives, I guess.
No, I think of him as Lieutenant John McClane anyway, so that threw me off.
But it is rank...
Yeah.
It is a rank appropriate
sure.
name, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I guess detective counts. So.
I just don't think we're up
all
on
the detectives
all the
out there right now
names.
Are calling James.
So, like, would Sherlock Holmes count? Like, I don't think so, right?
No, no. What is he's a private
no.
eye?
Yeah,
like
he's like a private.
So it has to.
I don't think he works
All right,
police.
So we'll go with detectives. Anything, again, they have to have a rank, a fictional service person. The best answer, I'll take Colonel Nathan Jessup off the board because that seems to be a consistent winner. In this forum here, whenever someone says Colonel Nathan Jessup, it seems to find a way to win. So, Colonel Nathan Jessup, few good men off the board. Give us the best fictional service person at the end of your call, and you have a chance to win again the Jim Gaffigan tickets today.
Do you think Tom Cruise is fast? I'm just thinking.
I mean, he's always running.
Well, so this is a great question. I mean, the running
thing. The running thing is constant.
It's one of the things.
I know exactly
I
what his
like
form looks
like. I feel like he has a thing
like.
With running.
It's
like,
a joke.
Yeah,
it's a meme.
And,
yeah.
and it's
meme.
Hilarious
yeah.
how important running seems to be to him. What do you think he runs a 40 in?
It's a good question.
That's a good question.
I'm just saying.
Probably
I
not
bet,
as fast
I
as he looks in the movies.
He's like 5'2".
He's like 60 something now. You think he's still a 5'2"?
Yeah, there's no way he
I bet
runs
he's not
as
even
fast
5'2".
As he looks. No,
no, yeah.
I bet at his
he's also a shorter guy, and I feel like shorter people look faster because their legs
Ooh,
are moving
they're
quick.
They're pumping,
faster.
But they're kind of.
Real quick,
not...
hold on. Was that a shot at short people? That sounded to me like a
Wait,
direct shot at short,
short
people. No, I'm 5'9". I'm like as average as it gets. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, you're not
at...
even short.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Alec
no.
Boehm is tall,
I'm not
and he
tall.
Runs really short.
That's a good point, yeah. I'm definitely not tall, though, you know. I wouldn't say I'm short, but I'm not tall.
It was
know?
Less a shot at short people and more a defense of myself because I'm not super fast, but I'm not slow, but people think I am because I'm tall. Because, like, my legs
I thought
like...
you were fast. I just assumed it. You're right. Yeah.
See,
people assume that you're...
Well, see, Joe is afraid to race me, so, like, you just never know. If
Joe
he
is afraid
he'll
to race
just beat
you?
Me or he Wait. Thinks that I'll beat him.
Are we sure?
It's Wait, okay. We're focusing on the Jack versus Joe thing right now.
I can't wait to focus on this, though.
Yeah, I look,
the
I
Devin
think
racing Joe
continually making Joe do
really
athletic events that he's going to hurt
just
himself
keep adding
as,
things on.
You know,
I Can we tack that
yeah,
on
be
to
by
Jack?
The end of the day.
Jack and Joe?
I think it's Jack versus Joe, and then Devin. We worry about
yeah.
something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't muddy the waters, John. Don't muddy the waters. We are against the afternoon show.
Although
right now.
Joe Giglio came into the studio, I think it was Wednesday, and we were talking about it, and he had a good idea of just like having every WIP host and producer race each other at once and see who wins. He was like, "I guarantee you, everyone beats Joe. All of us.
He might
There's
be
not
right
one
about
person.
That. He might be right
I was
about
like, that.
That
is a good idea. Probably a legal and insurance nightmare for Odyssey.
Idea. That's not happening. Yeah, I think we can say for a fact that is not even. I don't even know if the Jack versus Joe run part will happen.
Even with a back injury, Devin, do you think I would beat him?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I think so. And you're not moving quick right now.
No, I'm not moving quick right now.
I think I can win that.
Oh, I think you'd have a real chance. Yeah.
It's me or Ike.
I was just about to say, I think it's you or Ike.
I
think Elliot will think
Ike.
He'll win it, but I don't think he would.
I think I could beat Ike back then.
No.
And
yeah,
I think
could.
I can beat Ike now.
I mean, you were running back in high school. I mean, you flew
That's
around
true.
Back
I was
in
a
the
running
day.
Back in the NFL.
Kind of.
Sort of.
You were in the backfield.
I mean, it was called. I was in the room with the running back.
All right, 215-592-9494. So in addition to your Phillies point, we'll interest the Eagles a little bit as well, but in addition to your Phillies point, give us the best fictional service person at the end of your call, your chance to win Jim Gaffigan tickets. Let's start out with our buddy Mark in Delaware. Yo, Mark.
Yo, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Mark. How about you?
Very good. So I wasn't able to call in yesterday. Can I make a quick point about Mr. Wechter?
So real quick, let me just say, no talking about Joe Wechter today. No, I'm kidding. Anyone who wants
of
to come
course.
In with a Joe, we would love that. Honestly, if you have a Joe Wechter thought, a memory, 215-592-9494. I do have something planned later in the show to give Wechter a shout out. We'll get to that.
Jimmy
no one else knows
so
about
thoughtful.
It. Well, yeah, it's my guy. But if you want to chime in, we'd love that. So yeah, Mark, your thoughts on Wechter, and then we'll get to your Phillies point.
No, whenever I called in, you always sounded like a friend. When I met up with you guys last year at the Phillies game, sat there and talked to him for about 10 or 15 minutes, and it was like I was talking to my best friend. You know what I mean?
So I totally see that at the Phillies game, the answering the phone part less so.
Yeah.
Joe always used to be like, why are you so nice to people when you answer the phone?
I lived with Joe for years watching him at Ed's phones, and it would always make me laugh because – some of them.
What do you want?
Yes. Ah! It was a little gruff.
He did tell me, and this is a perfect example of all that Joe Wechter, like the ways he went out of his way to just make the show better. Joe told me this yesterday, and Mark, maybe this is what you experienced. He told me that because I answer the phone nicer than he did, when he would produce for me on our show, he tried to be nicer on the phones because it was like our show.
No
and I was
way.
Like, dude, you're the freaking man, dude. Like, wow. Who thinks of that? So, Mark, you got nice Joe Wechter. A lot of people didn't.
That's incredible.
Yeah, no, most of the time when
isn't
I called
him. Isn't that amazing?
That's an incredible story.
Isn't that so cool? I didn't until yesterday.
He tried to
I didn't
be
know
nicer.
That until yesterday. How cool is that?
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, he was so instrumental in everybody's lives. The sound bits, the montages, everything.
Totally. Well, and those they'll live forever. I mean, like the Super Bowl montage, like that'll get played on WIP for the rest of time. So until WIP does not exist. All right, Mark, what do you got in the Phils?
I told my son the other day, I don't do the betting sites or anything, but I told him the other day, I said, vote or not vote, but put money on Christopher Sanchez winning the Cy Young.
So I did it too.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Odds are pretty long. Mark, I'm right there with you. I think Sanchez is ready to take another step forward. I couldn't be more in on that guy.
And
I think,
why is this? Because I know that last year his slider was voted the best pitch in baseball. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how that works.
Well, and the velocity's up. He came in, you know, bulked up. The velocity's
his
higher.
His velocity
Cole,
for that
Cole
pitch.
Cole Hamels is working on him with him to try and teach him his changeup. Like,
again,
let's go!
But that slider that last year was like a revelation to Major League Baseball, he improved it, correct?
That's,
like,
that's what
dramatically
we're
improved
that's what
it
we're
is
hearing.
What we're
hearing. So I'm really, really, really bullish on Sanchez,
wow.
too, Mark.
So cool.
Mark, you got a answer for us, a fictional service person?
Yeah, I was going to go with, and I don't remember the guy's name. I was going to go with the
Don't take it off the board. Don't take it off the board.
No, because you guys probably never saw it, but it was the the captain in stripes. But what
so
I'm going to do is...
Why'd you
I'm
take
gonna...
it off the board, Mark? I said, Mark, you got to go with that. I'm sorry. It's the captain in stripes. Like, I said to you, don't say it. I literally was like, Mark, don't say what you were going to go
with.
Don't
call me Francis.
You know, it is what it is. Like, you can't do that. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll get Rhea and Devin's thoughts on positives and negatives with the Phillies. Plus, I have an Eagles thought I want to ask John Ritchie about. I want to get his opinion on this and yours. 215-592-9494. It's the Morning Show from Borgata. We're coming right back.